to the American Journal with host Chase Geyser.
You guys ready for another wild conspiracy? This is one of the ones that just can't be true, but it's obviously true. So this one's inspired by Joe Biden being missing for 5 days, resigning from his campaign through a X post that was not on stationery and with a weird signature. No one really knows what's going on there. Dig into it for yourself. And then he appears, first public appearance in a while. He's apparently not sick anymore. He's looking great. And everyone's commenting on how he, like, his back looks hunched. He looks like he's really sick or something. But I was noticing something really different. See if you can notice what I'm noticing here in just a second. All right, he's walking up the stairs. All right, he's walking up the stairs. He's like, he's charging. And now listen, I'm not implying anything. I'm just saying this is a thing in the real world that you should be aware of as you watch what's going on today and making your own assessments about reality. The CIA has been using Mission Impossible skin masks, like on your face, for like 40 years. Tony Mendez is famous for pioneering that work. This is from Legacy of Ashes, one of the best sourced histories of the CIA ever written. Here's another one from Surprise to Kill Vanish, written by Annie Jacobson. This is a direct accounting from Billy Woff, a special forces / CIA operative that was wearing a Dinka disguise back in 89 to disguise himself as like an African dude. He talked about how his mask didn't fit very well back in like 89. If you haven't already seen the footage of the CIA's ex-disguise chief talking on TED Talk stages and stuff about when she briefed President H.W. Bush in the White House Oval Office wearing one of these disguises and he didn't realize it, I got some news for you.
The office I worked in was like the Q in James Bond. One that has to stand out. I went to the White House and I briefed George H.W. Bush, the president at the time, while I was wearing a full face mask. So we're sitting like this close together and I'm telling him that I'm gonna show him the best disguise that we have. And he's looking for a bag, like where is it? I said, well, I'm wearing it and I'm going to take it off.
My husband was Tony Mendez and he was played by Ben Affleck in the movie called Argo.
Aliens and robots?
Yes, sir.
You're telling me that there is a movie company in Hollywood right now that is funded by the CIA?
Yes, sir.
Are there many actors in Hollywood who also moonlight as agents, do you think?
I think there are probably quite a few, yes. I think probably Hollywood is full of CIA agents, and we just don't know it. And I wouldn't be surprised at all to discover that, you know, this was extremely common.
They didn't mention it in the movie, but Tony had deep connections to Hollywood. To the tradespeople out in L.A. that did a lot of things we were interested in doing. Well, L.A. did have some ideas, of course. That's what they do for a living. They introduced us to a new concept. They said, what you are calling an operation, we call a performance. That's what we do. We put on performances. And before we start working on that performance, we have to define the stage that the performance is going to take place on. Then you have to know who your audience is. Who are you playing to? Who are you trying to fool? Then they showed us some tools that they used. The one that really caught our eye is what's called a stunt double mask. You all know how they're used. When the movie star is so famous or so good looking that they can't risk damaging him, we liked the idea of stunt double masks. They're quick on, they're quick off. They dramatically change your appearance. And we started using them and found them to be valuable to our operations. But that audience piece of it did not allow you to get close enough to one of those masks before the illusion fell apart and you saw it was a mask. So we went back to our disguise labs out at Langley and we invented a whole new genre of masks. Masks that are
all right, folks,
so good.
Make sure that you follow
so
Ian Carroll. Absolutely astounding work. Very talented. He's been a guest on the show before. He's a friend of the network for the remainder of that video. And stay tuned for more incredible news on the other side, folks.
Thank you. This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs nitric mousse. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the nano silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
Tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
This is the end of us, the end of our species, the end of humanity, the end of humankind, the end of it all.
Welcome back to The American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning.
Radioactive isotopes being added to water supplies all over the country. They got robot helicopters with airborne...
Got Laura Loomer coming up in 22 minutes and 23 seconds. Very excited to have that conversation. I want to just jump right into it. There was some body cam footage that was released yesterday. This is clip number 10 of some law enforcement, Secret Service on the roof with the corpse of the shooter, assessing, discussing what had happened. Very alarming stuff here. Let's jump right into this clip and unpack it on the other side.
So we don't know. This is the guy that
yes, that they sent the yes, Beaver County sniper team and sent the pictures out. This is him.
Okay, all right.
Rifle's right there, obviously.
Got it. So the bike in the back. Is he on that bike?
We don't know.
We don't know.
I don't know.
So we're just treating that as suspicious device.
Correct. One second. I believe the sniper that seen these and sent the pictures is right inside his building. Michelle, is Greg in there?
So they saw him and sent pictures.
If you go to that window that's open and yell for Greg, that's the sniper that sent the original pictures and seen him come from the bike and set the book bag down and then lost sight of him.
Okay.
He's the one that sent the pictures out. I don't know if you got the same ones I did.
I think I did, yeah. He's like got his glasses on and he's...
So we had the picture of that?
I got that.
Okay, and then this is his bike with the stuff. And our sniper seen him walking away from that, I believe.
Okay.
But he would be right inside that window. He's the one that physically seen this, sent the pictures, and called it out.
Okay, so, and we have somebody detained, correct?
That I don't know.
There were two people detained on this side. Our guy that was just up here told me that there's a guy detained. He's the owner of the bike. And I said, no, that's the owner of the bike.
Yeah,
basically, when I got
we've been up here, so we wouldn't know that information.
We just hold ass. We got over here.
Got it.
And we helped
over here. No problem. Is that all your stuff?
That was one of our things.
So someone came up looking to treat him. And
yes.
Okay. Copy. Gas is off to the building, just so you know.
Thank you. They do. I talked to the guy. Those people detained were filled.
The American Water was notified. They authorized.
Maybe they were involved. Maybe they weren't.
They will start somebody.
Other than that, I haven't heard anybody.
Well, I think it's. The guys that saw them filming were like, "Oh, they were filming us, and then filming the guy up on the roof, and then filming us." And then when the shots started firing, they tried to run away.
Watch him take a phone call here while he's walking around on the roof.
I'm not saying
it's a dead body of the shooter laying there.
It's up in the air right now, right?
Right. So hello? I have no problem detaining them.
Again,
I'm just trying to detain those guys, find out what they know, who they are, whatever. I'm trying to get clear information to relay back to D.C.
Bring control to the water tower.
We have one shooter deceased. I think we have three victims in the crowd. Did you guys hear that too?
I'm not sure.
So I heard one deceased, two life flighted.
I know two helicopters did take off.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know how many.
Hello?
Victims. Yeah, I'm just standing next to a dead body.
We have access to a drone. What is this water tower? At least two.
Any LE?
No, it's incorrect.
I will try to confirm.
One service has to go.
See the water tower in the background there?
In the van.
In the
Did he survive? Copy.
Speaking of the water tower, I want to run clip number four here. This was a SEALs team sniper saying the water tower is exactly where he would have been if he was sniping that day. Let's run clip four.
I'm just going to say it. Are you aware, sir, that many Americans believe this was very likely not a lone shooter, but a coordinated assassination attempt? Have you been getting those messages from people like I have?
I have not, sir.
You haven't? Well, there's a lot of people in this room that have been getting the same messages. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that a lot of Americans are like, this doesn't add up, this doesn't make sense, guys? How could this many things have gone wrong? Right, like the things I pointed out, a 20-year-old kid, 150, got 150 yards of the President of the United States with an AR-15, flew a drone to conduct site surveillance, was spotted with a rangefinder ranging targets, then lost, had advanced explosive devices on him with no military training. Nobody was placed in the most obvious spot to conduct counter-sniper operations. I was a sniper in the SEAL team's colonel. As soon as I got out of the SUV and I saw that sniper, that water tower, I was like, that's exactly where I'd be. Put me right there. So obvious. After partisan attempts to bankrupt him, imprison him for 750 years, and countless depictions as a modern-day Hitler, are you surprised, sir, that a lot of Americans are like, maybe there's more to this story?
I wouldn't begin to speculate about what the American people think, sir.
Colonel, did your team make entry and conduct investigation at the suspect's home prior to the shooting?
Excuse me, sir. I've asked that question.
Did your team make entry and conduct any investigation at the suspect's home?
I believe we had people that participated in that securing of it. There were bomb assets that we provided.
Mr. Chairman, can I have 30 more seconds?
Yeah, I'm letting everybody come.
Okay.
On the night of, since then, none.
Did you get any reports from any of your agents of anything fishy at the home?
I was briefed on.
Was there any silverware found in the home or trash?
I have nothing in the briefing that I was given, sir.
Was it extremely clean, almost like a medical lab? Were you given any of those reports?
I was not given any of those details, sir.
Okay, that's what I'm hearing. Interesting.
Very, very alarming details there. And just to remind you and really drive home the fact that this was allowed to happen, let's just go straight into clip number 13 here. Video showing numerous people pointing out the shooters. I know we've shown some of this before, but I want to just emphasize this, and then we're going to unpack it.
He was doing the job. I wouldn't even be doing this. I'd get some beautiful places to go.
Look, they're all pointing.
The Atlantic, maybe the Pacific.
Yeah, someone's on top of the roof. Look. There he is right there.
They're arguing that it's a lack of resources.
He's laying down. See him?
Yeah, he's laying down.
It was partially responsible for this.
And Scott,
they knew. They were looking at him out the window.
What's happening?
And the military will take back the White House, because if we do, we're going to make America better than ever before. We're going to make it.
Yeah, look. There he is.
Because we have millions and millions of people in our country that should be here. Dangerous people. Criminals. We have criminals.
He's on the roof.
We have people that
right here, right on the roof.
It's much yelling up into the window where Secret Service is. He's right there on the roof. Come on. And if we can accidentally give Ukraine billions upon billions of dollars, in addition to the billions upon billions of dollars that we intentionally give Ukraine, why is it that we can't have assets or posts on the roof there? Why is it this is allowed to happen? Let's run clip number five. Dear U.S. taxpayers, just to let you know that while the president is being assassinated and denied Secret Service resources, this is the type of thing that's happening for the benefit of Zelensky in Ukraine. Clip number five.
Oddly. Following up from some announcements earlier this year, during the department's regular oversight of our execution of presidential drawdown authority for Ukraine, we discovered inconsistencies in equipment valuation for Ukraine. In a significant number of cases, services used replacement costs rather than net book value, thereby overestimating the value of the equipment drawn down from U.S. stocks and provided to Ukraine. Once we discovered this misvaluation, the comptroller reissued guidance on March 31st, clarifying how to value equipment in line with the financial management regulation and DoD policy to ensure we use the most accurate of accounting methods. We have confirmed that for FY23, The final calculation is $3.6 billion. And for FY22, it is $2.6 billion for a combined total of $6.2 billion. These valuation errors in no way.
We accidentally gave you $6,200 million. We didn't mean to.
The provision of support to Ukraine. And while the DoD retains the authority to utilize the recaptured PDA, this has no bearing on appropriated USAI or Ukraine PDA replenishment funding.
Look, if you're not a conspiracy theorist now, I don't know what to tell you. If you haven't realized that this is all a setup, that this is all deep state crap, this is all staged, planned, intentional for the sake of conglomerating all world political power into one new world order government, then I don't know what to tell you. I mean, even the lefties, even pop culture, even just normies are starting to wake up and realize this. This is from Kill Tony the other night. Clip number 16, it is censored, but there is one instance where they missed bleeping out the F word at the end, so just be mindful of that, guys. Let's run clip number 16.
I'm a conspiracy theorist. Anybody else in here like the truth? I don't trust the government for shit. I don't care what they tell me. They're like, hey, you should drink 8 glasses of water a day. I'm like, why? What's in the water? Is this why everybody's gay? Because I'm not having it. You understand? Some of you guys are like, but I'm gay. Stop drinking the tap water. What do you want me to tell you? I used to believe in UFOs. Anybody believe in UFOs? Aliens? Yeah. I was right there with you. And then Hillary Clinton said they're real. And I said, nope, the demons. No wonder they're so into anal. You guys upset that vaccine's not working? I was pretty disappointed. You know, I made a lot of plans. Right, let me get out of here.
I love it. Leonardo Joni.
Well, there you go. And in response to all these conspiracies, which have played out right before our eyes over the course of the last several years, especially, this is what they give us in clip number 9. This is what they give us as the solution, as the next leader of the United States of America, as the next leader of the free world, as the next most powerful person in the world. This is who they have brought. Clip 9.
Well, well, well. You know, I knew this day would come. I knew it would come, you know? I felt it in my ovaries. And I'll tell you something. I didn't think that sticking all those needles in that Biden doll would help, but here I am. We're gonna have so much fun. I've been a little busy since the news broke. And, you know, I was galvanizing with many donors. And I asked my good friend Jean-Claude Van Dampierre to help me with my acceptance speech. So, here goes nothing. Oh, say, can you see? Okay. By the dawn's early light, Jean-Claude, I don't want to talk about dawn in the speech. It's okay, I think you're confused. I'm going to do this my way, all right? I got this far. Okay. America. And Willie. Get ready. Because it is time to unburden what has been.
Yeah. The crazy thing about this is it's making fun of her, obviously, but it's so close to reality that it's almost not funny at the same time. I mean, that's if Kamala Harris had done the exact same thing, I wouldn't be surprised at this point. Would you be surprised at this point if Kamala Harris had done the exact same thing in the exact same way as that comedian did? I wouldn't be surprised whatsoever. And so after all of these conspiracies, after they shut down the entire economy, after they allowed a manufactured virus to spread all over the world, after they forced us to wear masks for no reason, after they forced us to stand 6 feet apart, after mom and pops all over the country shut down, making unemployment rise to record highs, after they inflated the currency, printing 40% of all dollars that have ever been printed in the course of the last 4 years, after they declared themselves dictators in response to the Supreme Court ruling a couple of weeks ago. Keep in mind, Joe Biden came out and said, we can't allow Donald Trump to get elected because now the office of the president is a dictatorship. It's like, whoa, whoa, you're the president, though. So you've just declared yourself dictator of the United States of America. After they lied about his cognitive decline, and it wasn't until this debate that it came out. After they used him to secure all the delegates to just hand them over to Kamala Harris. All in the name of protecting our democracy, ensuring that no voter had a single vote to determine the candidate for the president of the United States of America from the Democratic Party. After countless wars, whether between Israel and Hamas or between Russia and Ukraine or between China and Taiwan, as they're catalyzing right now before our eyes, after the total collapse of the economy, after the impossible feat that is buying a house today, after healthcare costs skyrocket, after life expectancy is lower now for the first time in the history of humanity, basically, other than when the bubonic plague manifests during the Middle Ages after the fall of Rome, virtually everything being worse, they present to us the wonderful, esteemed, divinely inspired Kamala Harris as the solution to our problems. The most vindictive, debased, debauched, cackling criminal that I have ever seen that doesn't bring an odicum, a modicum of talent or intelligence to the office. Only identity politics, only DEI. People vote for her by the groups in which she belongs to without any reference to any of her individual characteristics or competence whatsoever. Who started out on her knees and worked her way to perhaps the highest office in the world. I think she's going to be president of the United States before this election even happens. I think Joe Biden's going to be either dead or just totally resigned because of health reasons before this election even happens. But I just cannot believe the Democrats have the audacity to bring to us this moron as their solution. So I think that the pollsters are right. The experts are right when they say that what we're seeing right now is a honeymoon phase, is an artificial inflation similar to the artificial inflation of our currency, the artificial value of our currency. It's an artificial inflation of her in the polls by the mainstream media's push. And what people need to remember is the mainstream media, the corporate press, the private political press is only a fraction as powerful as it once was 10, 15, certainly 20 or 30 years ago. No one, except for in nursing homes and in lobbies of doctor's offices or waiting for a plane at the airport, no one watches mainstream media. No one watches CNN. No one watches MSNBC. And when they report the numbers of the people who watch, you got to keep in mind, that's anybody who's watched for at least 60 seconds. That's how the Nielsen ratings work. It's like 60 or 90 seconds or something. That's what counts. So if you're flipping through the channels, you watch 60 seconds of the news, and then you flip to another channel, you count as a viewer. So they report 3 million viewers a day. Yeah, 3 million people a day watched for 1 minute, and that counts all of the bars. It counts all of the doctor's office waiting rooms. It counts all of the hotel televisions. It counts all of the airport televisions. But you look at their numbers on major platforms like YouTube when they stream, it's abysmal compared to the number of people in an X space or watching InfoWars broadcast. I seriously believe that InfoWars has more listeners and viewers, actual listeners and viewers who actually watch and view, listen regularly, than any of these mainstream media outlets, except for maybe Fox. Maybe Fox is beating us during primetime hours. That could be the case. I'm not sure. I think it depends on the day and the broadcast. And when CNN comes out and brags about the 70 or 80 million people who watched their broadcast, they disregard the fact that over 200 million people watched and listened to the debate on X alone in addition to the 80 million viewers that they had on cable. So that means that X itself is like, what, 3-4, sometimes even 5 times larger than CNN when it's hosting exclusively, supposedly, the most breaking debate and the most pivotal debate, consequential debate in the history of U.S. politics that was viral by virtue of Biden's clear cognitive display of cognitive dissonance and decline. So they're dead. Point I'm trying to make is they are going to push with all of the power they have left. It's like the final Kamehameha wave from Goku fighting Frieza, just right at the end, just no strength left. This is the Hail Mary. They're pushing with all the strength they have left, but they're suffering from political press polio. They are atrophied. They are not as strong as they once were. They are limping to the battlefield. And they're going to give this little boost with all the muscle they have left, with all the energy they have left. They're going to give this little boost to Kamala Harris. Everybody's going to act like everybody's on the same page. Harry Sisson's going to go on and comb his hair like a fag and just do this lie thing where he says, all my little friends have reached out to me after Kamala Harris tells 18 to 24-year-olds that they're the generation of stupidity or the demographic of degeneracy, demographic of stupidity. And then she reads, you know, patronizing speeches to them as if it's a story to be read to a 3-year-old child. I mean, she's literally giving speeches the way that my wife and I read stories to our 3-year-old daughter. But she's speaking to a room of adults because that's how little she thinks of you, or that's how stupid she is. So she just thinks, oh, this is how I would like it read to me. So I'm going to read it to you like this. They're going to push, and she's going to show a boost in the polls for the next 1, 2 to 4 weeks. Then there's going to be a compensation the other direction. There's going to be doubt the other direction. Oh, she's just not holding up like we thought she was. And she can brag all day long about securing the delegates that she's secured. But you know who else secured enough delegates to be the nominee for the Democratic Party but isn't the nominee for the Democratic Party? Joe Biden. So you think that securing enough delegates to be the nominee for a party which seems to have unilateral control over who its candidate's going to be without any reference or regard for the voters of its base, you think that's enough to shoo you in, Kamala? You think that's enough to ensure that you're actually going to be the candidate? Sorry. Rude awakening for you. I'd be worried about somebody else like Hillary. I'd be worried about somebody else like Michelle Obama. I'd be worried about somebody else like RFK Jr. because I don't think you're going to be the candidate, Kamala. You might be the president, but you're not going to be the candidate. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I've been wrong a million times. But we are seeing an artificial blow up of Kamala Harris that is not going to manifest in any presidency for her beyond January 20th of 2025. She is a one-hit wonder. This is her single. This is her closing time by Semisonic. This is her Flock of Seagulls I Ran. She's never going to have another hit. We're not going to hear her on the radio ever again. We're not going to see her on TV ever again after this. She's doing her tour because of her hit song. Nobody wants her to play any of the other songs on the album, to say any of the other things that she has to say. They just want to hear this one hit, and when they get sick of it, they will throw it away like a piece of trash that she is. Folks, stay tuned. We got Laura Loomer coming up on the other side. Laura Loomer is among the most talented journalists in the history of journalism. She is the host of Loomer Unleashed, which you can find on Rumble at 8 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And you can find all of Laura's work at loomered.com. Follow her on X at Laura Loomer. That's that's at LAURALOOMER or loomered.com, LOOMERED.com. Stay tuned for more on the other side. In the meantime, visit InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we are still on the air. Keep us on the air through this historic election to save humanity.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Ultimate Fish Oil is not just a supplement, but a statement.
Morning. Morning.
Not only can Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com help your heart, mind, and joints, but it keeps InfoWars on the air.
Morning. Morning.
Your heart is the engine of your life, and Ultimate Fish Oil is the premium fuel it craves.
Morning. Morning.
Morning.
Morning.
Ultimate Fish Oil is your cognitive clarity captain. The DHA in this formula is a foundational stone for brain health. Ultimate Fish Oil is your joint health general. The soothing reduction in inflammation ensures you'll feel invincible in the info war. InfoWars has never wavered from its mission, and with Ultimate Fish Oil, neither will you. Step up to the plate, nourish your body, and nourish the fight for a future where the new world order is defeated. Get it now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back to the American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning, and we are joined by the great Laura Loomer, who has been totally unleashed over the course of forever, but especially the last 30 days. Laura Loomer was right. It all started, what, 3 weeks ago now, when you reported that there was a medical emergency on Air Force One. Everybody said, oh, you're lying, you're lying, you're lying, you're lying. And then all this stuff plays out. Everybody, from Charlie Kirk to Ryan Fournier, whatever the hell his name is, are tweeting about this medical emergency, not citing you. You had the information first. What happened? What's next? Just take it away.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having me on this morning. And look, I think that if anybody's used to this,
what I like to call content thievery. It's InfoWars and Alex Jones and everybody that works at InfoWars, where you say something and people call you crazy. They call you a conspiracy theorist. They say that you're lying. And then you see all the mainstream media people and all the neocon conservatives come back, whether it's, you know, 2 weeks later, or, you know, it was 17 days in this case, or 3 months later, 6 months later, or maybe even a year or two later, or in Alex Jones's case, sometimes it's 10 to 15 years later. And so it's just really interesting. And we've seen the way that a lot of these very elitist, more mainstream neoconservative types in the media who now, you know, they want to pretend like they're America first. They want to pretend like they, you know, appeal to the America First base. They want to take credit for reporting that isn't theirs. But without fighting too much over, you know, who broke the story first, you are correct, Chase, in that I did post this report first on July 5th. And I said that Joe Biden was having a medical emergency on Air Force One and that press had been denied access, which was entirely true, because press had been scheduled to travel with the president on July 5th. And then, of course, he was delayed and they were told at the very last minute that they would not be able to travel with him as planned. And so people said, oh, you know, this is not true. My story got 20 million views. If you look at it online, you can see 20 million views is what it received before it was community noted. And then the community note just said, oh, well, the White House press pool denies these claims. Well, the White House press pool has denied for the last 4 years that Joe Biden isn't a dementia patient.
Right.
They've been denying the fact
that the White House press pool.
They denied the fact that the election was stolen. They denied the fact that the borders open. They denied the fact that COVID vaccines are killing people. I mean, honestly, since when do we trust the White House press corps? When do we trust the Biden administration? So now it's come out. And the fact of the matter is I was not on that plane. Okay, so do I know exactly what happened in every capacity? Was I there to record the incident as it happened? No, I was not. But we do know that there was a medical emergency that took place on the plane. And now you see 17 days later exactly what I said about Joe Biden having a neurological incident, having a medical emergency that required emergency treatment. Took place on the plane, and these other people who are stealing my reporting are just adding their own alternative facts to it to say things like, oh yeah, well, the plane, you know, had to fly so fast that it was shaking. Well, yeah, I already said that the incident happened on Air Force One, and people said, well, Laura, if that were the case, then Joe Biden would have been greeted at the tarmac with ambulances and police cars, and there would have been a spectacle, and there's no way that they would have been able to get away with this.
Air Force One like a hospital already?
Exactly. So people are just very ignorant to the fact of the matter, and that's that Air Force One has hospital-like facilities on board. Okay. They have their own kitchen where you could have a personal chef cook you full blown meals. It's not just little snack packs like on a regular airplane.
Right.
They have an OR room, which means that the doctor and the traveling physician to the president of the United States who travels with the president. This is standard for all presidents, not just Joe Biden right now in his current state. Having spoken with Ronnie Jackson, who of course was the White House physician for Bush, Obama, well, Biden then too, because he served with Obama and also President Trump. I asked him, I said, so let me ask you a question. If the president were to have a medical emergency on the plane, they wouldn't necessarily have ambulances, right? And he said, no, absolutely not, because there's an OR room, an operating room. There's a full-blown pharmacy, everything that you need to deal with a medical emergency, IVs, everything is on Air Force One. And so really, they would have had everything they needed to carry out an emergency type reaction to a medical emergency mid-flight to deal with Joe Biden. But of course, you know, it's a lot easier to just demonize and call your competition in the media a conspiracy theorist. Because look, I just hit 1 million followers on Twitter.
Congrats.
Just like Alex Jones is now back on Twitter. We have more views than some of these mainstream media networks get.
Almost all of
with
them.
All of their hosts combined. So
yes.
Alex Jones, for example, has more social media followers than majority of the Fox News hosts combined.
Yes.
Just like
he's had
I
over 300 million impressions
media
in the last 30 days, Laura.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And I would say that my impressions are likely the same. I mean, just last week alone at the RNC convention, my videos received over 100 million views. Just yesterday, some of my videos had over 47 million views and in one post alone. So I'm one journalist. And what people need to understand is that this habit of community noting people and calling them conspiracy theorists and saying that they're not legitimate journalists is a way to try to cut independent journalists who are not receiving funding from multi-million dollar
right.
networks.
We are the competition, so anything they say about us is inherently a conflict of interest.
Yeah, and they say things like, oh, Laura Loomer is just an independent journalist. How would she have the sourcing that she has? I'm very plugged in. I'm very connected. I have had meetings with President Donald Trump. I have literally flown on President Trump's plane with him. I'm not trying to brag about that,
sure.
But I'm just saying.
I'm not bragging
they act
or anything,
if,
but I called this 15 years ago.
But they act as if I don't have access to people who have literally served as president of the United States before. Like, you know, I didn't end up working for President Trump, but as the New York Times reported, he literally hired me in his office. So the fact that they want to try to say things like Laura Loomer doesn't have legitimate sources, Alex Jones doesn't have legitimate sources when they say that they're anonymous sources, but then you see the media citing the same exact thing.
Right.
Now that it's okay to talk about the
Laura Loomers and the Alex Joneses are the people that sources reach right. out to when they don't trust the mainstream media to report accurately the story, right? So when you realize
exactly.
that the private political press has been hijacked by the left in the deep state, and you have a story against the left in the deep state, you don't go to the enemy with the story. You go to Laura Loomer, you go to Alex Jones.
Exactly. And so they think that, oh, why would Democrat sources close to Joe Biden be talking to Laura Loomer, Alex Jones, or any of these people? You'd be very surprised, especially now with the civil war taking place within the Democrat Party,
right.
where they literally just blackmailed Joe Biden and said behind closed doors, reportedly Nancy Pelosi told him, we're going to 25th Amendment your ass if you don't step down and allow for Kamala to be the nominee. That's blackmail. And so they have known that Joe Biden. And I'm not saying that's exactly what she said, but even Democrat political consultants and MSNBC is reporting that Nancy Pelosi said, we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way. And the hard way, of course, if you read between the lines, is simply we will 25th Amendment you and force you out and you will not have a right. legacy of your own because we will force you not only to step down, but also to resign the presidency. So, you know, the American people need to know this information. And look, obviously, this information is now finally coming out. It's not like it's been a surprise. We saw 3 weeks ago, NBC News ran with a headline story chase. Oh, conservatives are floating this wild conspiracy that Joe Biden is going to drop out of the presidential election. So a wild conspiracy theory, is that a wild conspiracy theory? Because last time I checked, Joe Biden is supposed to be delivering an address to the nation tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern to talk about that so-called wild conspiracy theory, which is in fact not a conspiracy theory, since Joe Biden just decided to drop out on Sunday evening, the day before Kimberly Cheadle, the director of the Secret Service, was set to testify about the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. And now, what do we see as we're doing this interview right now, Chase? What do we have? We have Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, having his hearing right now, testifying before Congress about this attempted assassination. And the fact that the FBI, which has been politically weaponized against Donald Trump for what? The last over, what, 9 years now? They spied on his campaign. They're in charge.
Yes.
So, of course,
inherent
this was
conflict of interest,
timed.
Laura. We got to cut
this
the break really quick. We'll be back
ignore.
In 4 minutes. We'll unpack this on the other side.
You know, when you look at the world where there's inflationary pressures and political chaos and geopolitical conflict and unsustainable debt and wars and rumors of wars and all this stuff.
We had a talk this week and you said, I'll do it because at the end of the day, we've got to warn people. But I get it. I'm the same. I'm a man. And a man doesn't talk about other people and how bad they are. He shows how good he is. But sometimes a man has got to also point out, like, they create nautical charts of there's a reef here, there's a sunken ship here. We've got to create charts for people so they know where the hazards are.
You want to protect people, and that's what
looking to whistleblow. We don't go looking, but when clear and present crime is being committed, we will become accomplices if we don't expose it.
You know, part of why we exist as a firm is to protect people from the imbalances that the government is causing because of inflation and higher interest rates. You know, we want to get people in the right place at the right time. Just because gold and silver are great investments right now doesn't mean that all gold and silver are good investments. There's rare coins and semi-rare coins that people overpay for. And I got to looking, and when you look at the CFTC, there's
no, but you called it on the show 2 months ago. You said they're about to bust these groups, but you're like, I don't be a troublemaker. Just wait for it, Alex. And then it's happened now. So
the CFTC and 30 states, so the regulators in 30 states are charging a Los Angeles precious metals dealer an ongoing $185 million fraud. What is the fraud? What are they doing? They're targeting the elderly with overpriced stuff, right? So over 300% over spot price. It's like, what in the world? Triple spot price? Are you joking? This is very common in the industry that people will kind of fall for a song and dance, fancy story. Ooh, let's get this rare coin. Let's get this historical coin because it's non-confiscatable and it's dealer non-reportable and you don't have to report it on taxes, wink, wink, right? And this is where these are all lies. Ultimately, if the government wanted to confiscate something, they will confiscate it. It doesn't matter what it is, right? Now, number two, you always have to report your taxes. Always. If you don't, you're going to be jailbait. You'll go into some kind of IRS tax court, right? So gold and silver are an investment like any other investment in the sense of there's no escaping some of those things. But what's great about it is that they are private, right? That they are in the right place at the right time because of where we are globally and the imbalances in the markets with rising interest rates, rising inflation. Gold and silver just do really, really well right now.
People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. KerkElliottPreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer. You know you're getting wholesale price of silver and gold from a reputable, top-rated company that funds the InfoWar and isn't a wimp. You need to get gold and silver, but you need to get it from a good source. Go to KEPM.com/gold.
Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Laura Loomer on air with us doing outstanding reporting as always. Laura, my goal for the next 10 minutes and 23 seconds that we have together is to hear from you on these three questions. First, what was the medical emergency on the plane, if you know? Second, did Biden really have COVID last week? And third, is he dying right now, as has been rumored?
So as I said, Chase, I was not on that plane, sure. But from what I have reported and other people now that are jumping on the bandwagon with my reporting from July 5th, it was a type of neurological medical emergency that has really stemmed from his declining condition. And of course, we know he has dementia. We know that he's not in good health. And so it was a neurological and cardiac incident. And so now we are also hearing reports that this so-called emergency that they're trying to say happened in Las Vegas, which, you know, I really have said that these people are ripping off my reporting. Yeah. They're trying to say that it was, a TIA, which is a transient ischemic attack. And it's a neurological issue, and it can have cardiac implications as well. Basically, a TIA is a mini stroke or a precursor to
his voice
a full-blown
sounded like
stroke.
He'd stroked when on the audio recording.
And so And so it would be in line with what I reported on July 5th as well about it being a neurological and cardiac type medical emergency. Because when you have a transient ischemic attack, okay, you sometimes develop the same symptoms as a stroke, right? It's very similar. You'll get facial paralysis. You'll get a sense of paralysis in your hand. You will start slurring your words. Your body will experience like extreme temperature changes, either hot to cold or cold to hot. And also you may find yourself in a tachycardic state, which will make your body feel like you are having a heart attack. And so generally what happens is when somebody has a TIA, they have to be examined. They have to undergo CAT scans. They have to undergo testing. They have to undergo EKGs. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is you're monitored. You're monitored for at least 72 hours because 30% of people who suffer a TIA will then experience a full-blown stroke in the aftermath of having a transient ischemic attack. And so it aligns with the timing that they have kept him isolated. You know, saying that he had COVID and had to take a regiment of what did they say, Paxlovid, the medication that they said they gave him for COVID, aligns with the same amount of time that somebody would need to be monitored and examined quite closely if they had suffered a TIA. I would explain also why his voice was slurred and why he almost sounded like he was speaking with a stutter during that phone call, which many people believe was a recording the other day. Yes. With Kamala Harris when she flew to Wilmington, Delaware. And so, yes, I stand by my reporting when I say that Joe Biden is dying, because he is dying. He's been dying for a while now, and he is in the terminal stage of his illness. Just because someone's dying doesn't mean that they're going to be on their deathbed just dying overnight. But right. You can be on your deathbed dying terminally. Terminal illness means that you have a year or less to live. Mm-hmm. And my sources have told me that Joe Biden is now in the terminal stage of his illness, which has been exacerbated by the medical emergency that he had on Air Force One. And so what does this mean? Well, it means that Joe Biden could have 3 months to live. It means he could have 6 months to live, or he could live for another year. Terminal illness just means that doctors think that your prognosis is so bad that you will likely be dead within a year. Now, we've seen outliers, of course, that could mean that you have a day to live. We don't know what that means, but we have seen in the case of Jimmy Carter, for example, who is also terminally ill right now in hospice, that he's been in hospice now for over a year. So sometimes people surpass the deadlines given to them when they get a terminal illness diagnosis, and sometimes they die much sooner. But I stand by my reporting when I say that Joe Biden is dying, and I would not be surprised if he does not make it to January 2025. I strongly believe that we're going to see Kamala Harris be sworn in. I'm not wishing death upon Joe Biden, but the American people are going to see tonight when he addresses the nation at 8 p.m. how much he's declined even since the last time he gave his debate performance with President Trump. And if it is certain that the medical emergency that he suffered was a TIA, and I strongly believe that to be the case, you will see recognizable changes in his facial movement, perhaps some sloping of his face.
Right, which would explain why he called in instead of doing a video into that meeting.
Yes. It would explain all of that. And so, again, I was not on that plane, but as I reported on July 5th, it was a neurological and cardiac incident. And I backed that up by showing as well that Joe Biden has had multiple visits at the White House, late night visits, seven hour long visits that have ended, according to White House logs, at midnight with cardiologists from Walter Reed Hospital and neurologists who specialize in Parkinson's. And I broke that story about the logs showing that they were there. I didn't break the story about the Parkinson's specialist, but what the New York Post reporter missed when he said that Biden was meeting with the Parkinson's specialist was that he also was meeting that same exact time with a cardiologist. And if you were to experience a TIA or some type of a stroke, and you could have multiple incidents over time, you would need to be examined by a cardiologist and a neurologist, because as I said before, I'm not a doctor, but you can talk to any doctor or healthcare professional. When you have a TIA, you can go into a tachycardic stage, which would require you to also be examined by a cardiologist, right, along with a neurologist.
Wow. So obviously there have been rumors that he has Parkinson's. I'm told that Parkinson's is a form of dementia. It seems like he's got a number of different things going on. My question for you is, had this medical emergency not occurred on Air Force One, or even more recently in Vegas, as is reported, Do you think that the soft coup would have still taken place that we witnessed over this weekend, getting him out of office?
Well, I think that the debate exacerbated things. I think that they had the full intention of running Joe Biden all throughout this election season. Yeah. But, you know, look, the American people are no longer just going to sit there and say, oh, OK, well, I guess Joe Biden is just a well-intentioned old man who just happens to be forgetful. Isn't that what Robert Hur called him? Right. An elderly man who was with good intentions, who was a bit forgetful. No, this isn't as simple as, oh, you know, he's a doting grandfather who just happens to have some senior moments here and there. This is far from, oh, Joe Biden is just a gaffe machine, the way that the Obama administration tried to brush it off. When we were witnessing, even back in 2014 and 2015, the early signs of Joe Biden's dementia. Don't forget, Barack Hussein Obama famously said, never underestimate Joe Biden's ability to F things up.
Yes.
Now, of course, we're live right now, and I'm not going to say that expletive in its full form. But anybody watching this can go fact check me right now and go see that Barack Obama did say that about his then vice presidential candidate, Joe Biden. And it was known then that he was a screw up. It's known now that he's a screw up. And I think that the polling in the aftermath of that debate, where we saw President Trump shoot up 7 to 10 points in swing states, beating Joe Biden, really scared the Democrats. And that has, of course, down ballot effects, because we're not just talking about a presidential election chase. We're talking about whether or not Democrats will maintain control of the Senate, whether Republicans will maintain control of the House. And if the Democrats are going to surrender and say, OK, you can have a Trump presidency, they're going to want to keep control of the Senate and hopefully get back the House, since we have such a slim majority right now. But if they lose complete control of the Senate and Republicans maintain control of the House and Donald Trump gets back in, well, of course, that's going to be very bad for the Democrats, which is why you saw Nancy Pelosi and others threaten Joe Biden, because you're now starting to see a down ballot effect.
Yes. Do you think now, we just got about a minute and a half left, do you think that Kamala Harris will actually be the Democratic candidate? She's bragged that she secured enough of the of the votes to get the nomination, but Biden had enough of the votes too. Do you think they're going to find out in the polls that she's equally, or if not worse, in terms of popularity, and push her out too?
Look, I don't know if anything's going to be certain right now, but Kamala Harris, of course, has received enough delegates to certainly be the Democrat nominee. But there's one big kingmaker in the room who has still not endorsed her, and that's Barack Hussein Obama. And I don't know whether he's holding out to see if this so-called woman of color, which she's not even really black, let's be honest, she's Indian American, can actually beat Donald Trump. We don't know. I don't know if Barack Obama will endorse Kamala Harris or not, but I do think that him withholding the endorsement suggests that maybe there's going to be a brokered convention in Chicago come August, when the Democrats have their convention. And you've seen that there already is this upset faction within the progressive wing of the Democrat Party that is saying, hey, this is not what democracy looks like. You essentially robbed us of a primary season. And you have a lot of Democrat voters that are saying that this is not OK, even though the Democrats, of course, have now pushed their full blown propaganda machine, the mainstream media, into full effect, trying to convince you that Kamala Harris is so hip and, oh, she's so cool with Gen Z. And, oh, don't worry, this is what democracy looks like. The Democrats have no idea what democracy looks like. They like to incite violence against President Trump by saying that he's a threat to democracy. But as he said the other day during his rally, he literally took a damn bullet for democracy. So what are the Democrats going to do to preserve this idea of democracy that they claim but clearly do not hold so dear?
Well, Laura Loomer, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you. She is unleashed. Follow her at Laura Loomer on X and visit Loomer.com right now. Thank you so much for joining us today, Laura.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering this product. Frankly, not even considering it, just getting it at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we know that nascent iodine supports thyroid health. Now, our thyroid is responsible for several things associated with our health, namely detoxifying, purifying the body, and eliminating the chemicals that we're exposed to, whether they're chemicals in our air, or chemicals in our water, or chemicals in our food. Nascent iodine is key in giving our body and our thyroid the strength and power that it needs to detoxify these terrible chemicals from the way that we are exposed to them in the environment. Now, not only is this nascent iodine incredible for our thyroids, but X3 is specifically designed to be as effective as possible because Survival Shield X3 includes three different types of iodine for one specific reason: to ensure bioavailability. We know that different people have different genes. Some genes are more prone to being able to absorb nascent iodine than others. So we've included three different types of nascent iodine in Survival Shield X3 to ensure that your body is able to absorb and integrate at least one of them into your functioning so that you can be as efficient and healthy as possible. Now, it's not only important to buy Survival Shield X3 because it does things like support thyroid health or because it does things like support detoxification or the enhanced bioavailability, but also because by getting this product, Survival Shield X3, from InfoWarsStore.com, you are supporting InfoWars itself. We know that this is a critical time for our country. We know that we have one of the most important elections, if not the most important election of all time, coming up this November. And so by getting Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you supporting your health and your body's ability to detoxify itself and power its thyroid system, but you are supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Survival Shield X3, support your thyroid health, detoxify your body, keep InfoWars on the air, and frankly, save humanity.
I'm